This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Paula Rose Robles Guzman. Date of birth, November the 18th, 2019. Case ID number 444-2037. Date of exam, August the 9th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Juan Aguilera, dated 11/23/2021. Informant is the mother by the name of Frida Paula Guzman. Identifying information. This is a 2-year, 9.5-month-old female who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right-sided Erb's palsy / brachial plexus injury. The informant states, who is the mother, that she is presently separated from her husband, secondary to her husband being on drugs, and she is presently employed as a provider where she works 26 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant is a provider for her father and her brother and is able to care for her children at her father's house. She is presently not receiving disability benefits, and she lives in her parents' home at this time. The mother is the informant for the claimant, who is the daughter. Allegations, number one, Erb's palsy / brachial plexus injury. History of allegations. The mother states that at birth, when the baby was born, that she injured her right upper arm area and sustained a brachial plexus birth palsy, developmental dislocation, and a glenohumeral joint dislocation. The claimant went on to have other surgeries and multiple physical therapy sessions. The mother states that when the baby was 6 months old, she had a nerve graft placed on the right side of her shoulder, which was a suprascapular nerve transfer, triceps to axillary nerve transfer, which had fairly good results. Then the mother states that when the baby was 1.5 years old, she had a release of the shoulder joint contracture and tenotomy of the shoulder with multiple tendons with the same incision. The claimant also had a neuroplasty, major peripheral nerve of the brachial plexus repaired. However, there were only two surgeries, the first one being with nerves and the second one with tendons. Multiple x-rays were performed. The claimant has sometimes some dull aches and pains of the right shoulder, but has done fairly well with all the surgeries. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 3 hours, climb 10 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write with her left hand, drink a cup with her left hand, but unable to do any other task with her right hand, although it was noted that she does use her right hand and is able to hold a cell phone and other objects with her right hand. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time and is presently not on any kind of medications. She likes to play with balls and to watch TV. Review of systems. The mother states that the claimant has no problems with headaches, dizziness, visual problems, hearing problems, shakiness, clumsiness, vomiting, loose stools, hard stools, soiling, bedwetting / day wetting, muscle weakness, abnormal posture, poor appetite, or rashes. Activities of daily living. The claimant is a very happy child, and she does receive multiple sessions of physical therapy for her right arm. She likes playing with her baby brother, watching TV, and playing with toys. She does use the right arm, although she is unable to forward flex 180 degrees, but is able to bring her arm up to 90 degrees, and does use her right arm minimally secondary to decrease strength. The child is very social and very friendly and appears to like to be around other people. Developmental milestones. The child was not an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months of age, secondary to her right arm being paralyzed and from her being fussy with her arm. She was not an easy to care for toddler from 18 to 48 months, secondary to not able to perform daily living activities and other using her right arm to eat as well as to do other things with her right arm. The claimant sat alone without support at 12 months of age, never crawled, walked without support at 1.5 years of age, said her first words at 1.5 years of age, and has not said her first sentences, has not self-dressed without help, has not been bladder trained during the day or bladder trained during the night, and has not been bowel trained. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently cried and also during the first 3 years of life, the child had temper tantrums, had extreme mood changes, was afraid of new faces or places, was distractible, was unresponsive to discipline, enjoyed being held, enjoyed exploring the surrounding environment, and was very active. During the first 3 years of life, the child was rarely destructive and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. Birth history. The claimant was born by vaginal delivery and did sustain trauma at the time of delivery and has had multiple sessions of different therapies. She was born at Doctor's Hospital at the Woman's Hospital at the Renaissance. She was in labor for 16 hours. The claimant was delivered and aided by instruments. The child was not born by C-section and was only a one baby birth. The child was not blue at birth nor jaundice and was not given oxygen at the time of birth. The baby was not placed in an incubator and it appeared like nothing was wrong with the child except for the right arm injury, and the mother was told that the baby would be better with time. The child weighed 7 pounds, 10 ounces, and the mother stayed one day in the hospital as well as the baby. Past history, the claimant has had a status pulse right spinal accessory nerve to suprascapular nerve transfer, tricep to axillary nerve transfer, with neuroplasty and major peripheral nerve repair, which was performed June 16, 2021. She also went on to have a tenotomy of the shoulder of multiple tendons with the same incision and a release of shoulder joint contracture, which was performed July 16, 2021. Secondary to brachial plexus, Erb's palsy of the right upper extremity, the claimant's results were fairly good. Social history. The child lives with her mother and her baby brother in the grandparents' house. The mother is seeking a divorce from her husband, secondary to him being on cocaine. She denies anybody smoking in the family. There is no other family member that drinks, and she denies any family members with delirium tremors or seizure disorder. No one uses drugs except the father, who is no longer living with them at this time. The mother also states there is nobody in the family with communicable diseases such as hepatitis, HIV, or sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. The father is 27 and in good health. The mother is 29 and in good health. There's nobody who has problems with musculoskeletal deformities. Medications, none. Allergies, the claimant is allergic to eggs. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight is 30 pounds. Height, 36 and a half inches. BP, 103 over 64 mmHg. Heart rate, 102 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. Growth chart. The claimant is at the 75 percentile for her age, for her height and weight. General, the claimant is a well-nourished, well-developed female and no acute distress, who appears to be extremely friendly and happy at this time. Could you please drop down to extremities? The claimant does have a mild Erb's palsy of the right upper extremity. She is able to move her right hand and her fingers and is able to flex at the elbow area as well as to lift up her arm at a 90 degrees flexion and abduction. There is no clubbing, cyanosis, or other signs of edema. Skin, no rashes were noted. However, the claimant does have some surgical scars of 8-centimeter scar on the dorsal area of her shoulder, which is vertical, and also a V-shape scar on her neck area, which is 4 centimeters on one side and 3 centimeters on the other, where surgeries were performed for her Erb's palsy. Musculoskeletal. The claimant has decreased range of motion of the right upper extremity, but has full range of motion of all other joints and no evidence of any other active inflammation on exam. The claimant had a normal gait and station. She could walk on her heels and toes and squat without any difficulty. Neurological, cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were plus 2 in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar areas, except for the right upper extremity, where reflexes were plus 1. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5, and all groups tested except for the right upper extremity, which was plus 4 over 5, with no evidence of muscle wasting. The claimant had good fine finger control of the left hand and to a lesser extent of the right, although she is able to hold a cellular phone and function with the right hand. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism and no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. She related to and interacts well with the examiner and her caregiver. Her affect is appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality except for a mild right shoulder Erb's palsy, which has been corrected with surgery, but still has some mild weakness of the right upper extremity. Diagnosis, right Erb palsy / brachial plexus injury, has been treated with 2 different surgeries with fair to good results. The claimant appears to be able to move her arm very well. Prognosis, good. I believe the claimant is doing well with the surgeries and the physical therapy and is able to use the arm much better than she had been doing before. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Paula R. Robles Guzman.